It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Slaughter hog prices today are expected to be mostly steady in the Western Corn Belt and Illinois as well, but flat to weak in the balance of the Eastern Corn Belt. Terminals are called mostly steady with top prices from $39 to $43. Peoria called flat to weak today with the top price of $39. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, September 18th, negotiated swine purchases were $14,548. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $50 to $65. The weighted average was $59.30, a loss of $1.07 for Monday. On a live basis, spales and gilts sold from $37.72 to $51, and the weighted average was $47.97. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $19,497. The base price range, $50 to $67.26. The weighted average, $63.89, a gain of 79 cents from Monday. On a live basis, bales and gilts sold from $38.29 to $51.40, and the weighted average was $47.52. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And we have more generally favorable weather for maturation and harvest of the crops in the Midwest Corn Belt as unseasonably warm weather is expected to continue through the weekend. And a frontal system will come in early next week that could trigger some showers and thunderstorms that cause some delays. But the latest maps show that front comes through in about a day, day and a half. So that'll be followed by more dry weather. And although it'll be cooler behind that frontal system, it doesn't look cold. So more dry down, more favorable weather for harvest progress. So basically, conditions are just ideal across the Corn Belt for finishing up this corn and soybean season. And as we take a look at areas to the south, they too are right now pretty dry as we do not have any tropical systems in the immediate future heading toward the southeast or the delta. There may be some showers and thunderstorms over the next 5 days that will produce a tenth to a quarter of an inch of rain in some of the southern delta. But by and large, dry weather there. Some crops obviously got seriously impacted by drought conditions in the southeast and parts of the delta over the summertime, but now we're into the harvest season, so really precipitation at this point wouldn't be beneficial there. So ideal weather in general for soybean maturation and harvesting is expected to continue through the weekend down that way. Now, as we go into next week, though, we are looking at a system that may move across the Gulf of Mexico this weekend, and it could eventually bring some precipitation into the delta or southeast next week. But high pressure is going to be in control between now and then. And when that system gets there, it should be weakening. So we're not anticipating a deluge of rain, but there could be some showers down that way early next week. Now, as far as the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt, it does look like mainly dry weather out there and unseasonably warm weather there as well. So that'll favor the wheat seeding in that area. There will be a few scattered showers and thunderstorms from place to place here over the next day or two. And basically across western Oklahoma, there's been a few, and some may form across Kansas this afternoon. So that could slow field work briefly, but in general, they're going to have good seeding weather, and also in the eastern portions of that region where corn and soybeans are also grown, good maturation and harvest weather there. And in the northern plains spring wheat belt, most of the spring wheat is out, but that area is having some decent weather for the planting of winter wheat where that occurs. So basically, in the U.S., there's no problem areas to speak of weather-wise. The conditions right now are pretty good for the activities that are taking place. And by the way, here in the Midwest Corn Belt, we could see a few isolated showers and thunderstorms develop this afternoon. There were some in the northwestern belt yesterday, and they weakened as they pushed into the Illinois direction. But some could pop up this afternoon in Illinois and Indiana, especially central Illinois and northern Indiana. So if you're a producer out there and you see the clouds getting dark, you might have a brief delay here for today. But by and large, coverage is going to be small and amounts will generally be small, but there could be a few brief downpours with a couple of these showers that are expected to pop up this afternoon. And as we go to the southern hemisphere, no big changes from what we told you yesterday. More showers for Argentina, so the concerns for dryness have ended there. But now we're looking for the possibility of dryness becoming more of an issue for the northern half of the Brazilian bean belt as we go into planting season there. So Brazil is an area that we're going to have to start to monitor. So everything has shifted from, say, the southern third of the Brazil-Argentina bean belt to the northern third here over the last couple of weeks as precipitation has shifted southward into the previously dry areas of Argentina. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 846 and 3 quarters, down 2. Last trade down 10 and 3 quarters. March, 847 and a quarter, down 1 and a quarter. Last trade down 13. December wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 870 and 3 quarters, up 1 and 3 quarters. Last trade down 13 and 3 quarters. March, 870, down 2 and a quarter. Last trade down 12 and a quarter. July, 591 and 3 quarters, down 1 and a quarter. Last trade unchanged. December corn opened at 352, down a quarter. Last trade down 2 and a quarter. March, 368 and a half, down a half. Last trade down 1 and a half. July, 388 and a quarter, down a quarter. Last trade down 2. November beans opened at 971 and a quarter, up 1 and 3 quarters, last trade down 3 and 3 quarters. January, 984 and a half, unchanged, last trade down 1 and a half. March, 992, unchanged, last trade down 1 and a half. July, 997 and 3 quarters, down a half, last trade down 1. October soybean meal opened at 267.10, up 70, last trade down 20. October soybean oil opened at 39.53, up 5, last trade down 10. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Want to start with the wheat because it seems to me that could be the hinge on trading today.
And it is going to be interesting because you took wheat from trading up, I think it was up 7 cents at one point last night, and then you finished down 13 and three quarters, only a half cent off the low, a penny off the low, from where it traded overnight. European wheat is down this morning. I think last I looked, we were down 6.5 euros. Let's see, we are currently down 6.25 euros, which is roughly 28 cents or somewhere thereabouts. So I think this wheat market may have just run out of gas, and I think partially what they're looking at is India coming out and saying that they don't have any need to import wheat right now. They're adequate on stocks. Trade was looking for a little bit of business there. I think you've also got with Bayer coming out and saying the Australian crop is 15.5 million metric tons. That's in the market now, so what's that next piece of news going to be that feeds that bull out there? The market just looks really top-heavy to me, Dave. Mm-hmm. This wheat market could slip. We could start to draw short wheat, long corn positions out here, which would be somewhat friendly to the corn market. But I think there's a lot of spread action out here that could make this wheat market turn pretty sour.
And there could be a number of sell stops right below that 10-day moving average where wheat finished overnight.
Correct.
Let's go ahead then and look at the soybeans, which also feels a little bit toppy right now.
Well, they've had a heck of a run. You've run a buck and a half back into beans over the last month. That market is very overdone. I've gotten sell signals last couple of days here. I think that we're setting up for, not necessarily today, but today, tomorrow, sometime here shortly, we're going to see a hard down move in the beans. We need a good solid correction, and I think we'll see that in not too distant future. There's not much bullish news out here this morning to really fire us up. The yields are coming in satisfactory. They're not like corn, where it just seems like every yield we get on corn is above what the farmer had indicated he thought he had.
I would think, though, that once everyone realizes that the soybean harvest may not really pressure the flat price, the basis will snap back pretty quickly. What do you think?
I'm not sure. Well, when you say quickly, it'll snap back quickly after harvest is done.
After the harvest.
During harvest, you're going to have the issue of $9 beans, and elevators are probably going to opt to move beans into the marketplace rather than store a $9 bean that today doesn't provide the carry that corn does.
Turn your attention to that corn market. Futures have been wedging and wedging and wedging. How much more wedging is in front of us?
I think you're in a range. I think your sideways pattern, the long pattern, is 24.5, the summer low, up to 72, the high we put in roughly a month ago. The short-term pattern seems to be this 58, 59, down to roughly 38. We're just stuck in a sideways pattern. And I think you have to be a little bit friendly corn with the fact that we continue to get 15 to 20 bushel an acre more out of the yield reports than what people were anticipating, and the market just pulls that, digests that, and hangs on fairly well out here. And I do think that wheat corn spreading is going to be interesting. But on the day, I still think corn's going to be down, probably 2 cents to start off with, maybe three. I think beans will be down 4 to 5 as we get started, and I think the wheat actually may come in less than the overnight. It may be down 15 to start off with.
Thank you much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of FC Stone. This is WILO Urbana.